Share with us, I will come quickly.
那晚上的信息呢？Ernest 弟兄跟我们分享到圣灵的工作，圣灵的喜。
In the evenings, Brother Ernie Hyo shared with us about the Holy Spirit and the baptizer in the Spirit.
那我们下午呢有八个婚组。
And there were 8 workshops in the afternoons.
我想弟兄姐妹们在每个婚组里面也有很多的学习。
And I trust we all have learned a lot in the workshops as well.
不管是教导孩子，教导青少年。
Either it is in teaching children or teaching teenagers.
在婚姻上面。
Or in marriage.
在属灵的复兴，在神的国度各方面都有弟兄的分享。
Or spiritual revival or the kingdom of God.Brothers and sisters shared and fellowshiped a lot.
还有我们在高中、初中生，还有孩子们的服事上面。
Also in high schoolers and middle schoolers and even the ministry with among the children.
我想弟兄姐妹们在这方面有很大的啊侍奉，各方面有这方面的侍奉。
And many brothers and sisters served greatly in these regards.
也有很多的摆上。
And they all laid down a lot of themselves.
还有很多弟兄姐妹们在背后，他们准备的工作，我们场地的预备，各样的安排，很多弟兄姐妹的摆上。
Many brothers and sisters sacrificed much for the preparation of the campus, for arranging all the rites and all the other events.
我们想今天呢，就借这个机会，弟兄姐妹们呢，就在夏令会在各方面的学习有所交通。
So with this opportunity, we want to give all the brothers and sisters a chance to fellowship on what they have learned in the conference.
就是希望弟兄姐妹们在分享的时候，就是不要超过五分钟。
But I do hope when you share and fellowship, do not exceed 5 minutes.
这五分钟是加上翻译。
And that 5 minutes even include translations.
所以你大概只有两分半。
So you only have perhaps 2.5 minutes.
所以我们就只要讲你所学到的，你所在你印象中最深刻的那一点。
So you can share from what impressed you the most.
那我们弟兄姐妹们全部摆在一起，就是一个丰盛的宴席。
But when we place all these different fellowships together, we have a full, abundant feast.
如果你要交通的话，请你举个手，就有弟兄会把麦克风拿给你。
You can raise your hand if you want to fellowship and.Our brother will bring you the microphone.
那你如果讲超过时间，我会站起来。
If you're speaking for too long, I will stand up and remind you.
好，那以下的时间就交给弟兄姐妹有要分享的，请举个手。
Then we'll open the following time for brothers and sisters. Do raise your hand if you want to share. Really thank the Lord for God's grace. I just want to share with you one scripture.
约翰福音的第七章三十七、三十八节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 7, verse 37 and 38.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
我想在聚会之前的时候，我正处于一种极度干渴的状态。
I think right before the conference, I was in extreme thirst.
所以在去聚会的路上，我就因为盼望担心得不着，我就说主啊，可怜我。
So on the way to the conference, I was really afraid that I would not receive anything. So I really cried out to say, Lord, have mercy on me.
后来那个礼拜四的晚上进到聚会厅里之后呢，也是从心里发出这样的呼喊。就好像乞丐一样说主啊可怜可怜我
So when I entered into the meeting hall on Thursday night I was like a beggar before the Lord saying Lord have pity on me
因为我觉得好像没有任何的讲道话语能够满足我
Because I felt no sermon, no message can really satisfy me
我希望主自己来怜悯我，给我一点东西。
I really hope that the Lord will have mercy and give me something of Himself.
当那个讲员讲到这句话的时候，他说是，到这里来只有一个条件，就是人若渴了。
So when the speaker shared from the message, he said there's only one condition, that if anyone is thirsty.
我想我正好满足了这个条件。
And I felt that I have that condition.
所以这个聚会。我可以说是一个最蒙福的夏令会。
So I was really blessed through the conference.
那个礼拜四聚会完了，我本来想告诉讲员说，你的信息正是主给我的。
I wanted to tell the speaker after Thursday night's message, saying that your message is exactly what the Lord wanted to prepare for me.
但因为去接孩子呢，就没有机会。
But I didn't get a chance to talk to him because I need to pick up my children.
但可是礼拜四的早晨呢，在完全料想不到的时候，我就看见他正好向我走过来。
Friday morning.
Friday 礼拜五的早
上。On Friday morning, unexpectedly, I saw him walking towards me.
我就告诉了他这句话。
So I told him what I wanted to say.
我为这样的奇遇也献上无限的感恩。
I even give the Lord all the thanksgiving because of that encounter.
所以我们这一家是。可以说是参加了很多夏令会，但是这是一个最蒙福的夏令会。
I can say I've been to many summer conferences, but this is one I felt like I was blessed the most.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们也在这里借着这样的机会跟弟兄姐妹们分享一下神在我们儿童服事当中在夏令会里面的工作。
This opportunity I want to share with you what the Lord has been doing and working through the children ministry among us.
感谢弟兄姐妹们为夏令会儿童服事的带导。
We thank you for all your intercessions regarding the children's ministry.
也感谢所有在儿童服事中老师们的辛劳与摆上。
We also thank all the teachers for all of those who has placed much and toiled much during the conference.
这一次的夏令会儿童服事的主题是诺亚。
And the topic, the theme of the children's ministry this year was Noah.
讲到怎样在一个弯曲悖逆的时代，为神在信心中持守。主的命令。
We shared about how to keep the faith and His command in this crooked and deprived generation.
并且要进入方舟，得着救恩，蒙主的保守。
We also need to enter into the ark and receive His salvation and be kept in Him.
在准备的阶段，而老师们就有负担要传福音给孩子们。
During the preparation, the teachers had a burden to share the gospel with the children.
也为此有所准备与祷告。
So we had many preparations and prayers.
在夏令会中有20个一到五年级的孩子们，他们接受了主的救恩。
During the summer conference, 20 children from first grade to fifth grade received the salvation of the Lord.
我们也都为此欢喜快乐。
And we all rejoice because of this.
把荣耀归给主。
And give all the glory to God.
也求主继续带领他们跟随主的脚步。
We also ask that the Lord will continue to keep their footsteps and follow Him.
我们也要谢谢圣安东尼的一对弟兄姐妹。
We also want to thank a couple from San Antonio.
在周五的晚上特地回家拿洗地毯的机器借给我们使用。
And on Friday evening, they went back home to bring the carpet cleaner for us to use.
及时了解决我们的难题。
And it solved our urgent need.
也显出了在主爱中的扶持。
And we see all the support that we can find in God's love.
我们感谢主，让我们一同经历。
We thank the Lord for giving us this experience.
我们在他里面真是，在他里面真是有丰盛的恩典跟预备。
Truly, He has prepared abundant grace in Himself.
谢谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们今天早晨来交通道夏天会的学习。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we're sharing about what we learned from the summer conference.
我想有一件事，很重要，就是我们来思想这夏天会到底是为什么。
One thing was very important to me is to meditate on what was the purpose of the summer conference.
为什么主要在我们的工作、家庭、学校各个环境里头，帮我们呼召出来有这三天的时间，能够一起来到神的面前。
Why did the Lord call us out of all of our living environments, from our work, our family lives, and our studies, and to call us out to be separated before Him for 3 days?
所以从我自己来思想，我们不但是把这夏令会所学习的做一个整理。
As I meditate, not only I want to summarize and organize what we learned from the summer conference.
我想最重要一件事情是我们该来思想一下，这个夏令会主对我说了什么。
But most importantly, I want to meditate on what the Lord spoke to me during this conference.
主对我们的聚会说了什么
？What did He speak to our congregation?
在我个人来讲，有什么我该做的
？And for me personally, what should I do in response to it?
对整个聚会来讲，我们应该为我们的聚会有怎样的祷告
？For the whole congregation, how can we pray for ourselves?
有一个经节在哥罗西书第一章。
There was one scripture found in Colossians chapter 1.
第十七节和十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
这地方讲到他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He's also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
我想主很奇妙的把恩尼海尔弟兄他对于圣灵工作的启示带到这个夏令会。
I think it is amazing that the Lord used Brother Ernie Heil to bring the revelation of the work of the Holy Spirit among us.
也很奇妙的在陈锡珍弟兄的信息里面来告诉我们，今天我们应该要好好在这件事上思想，等候主的再来。
And also in amazing ways, the Lord used Brother Christian Chen to through his messages to cause us to really think and meditate that we need to prepare for his coming.
我想我们实在太多的时候，对我们对父神子神有很多的认识，但是对这位住在我们里面天天与我们同在的灵神，我们实在认识的太少。
I think very often we have some knowledge about the Father and the Son, but for the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and lives with us every day, we know very little of.
难道说我们只认识他是叫我们从这水和圣灵里重生的圣灵吗
？We only knew that He's the Spirit that causes us to be reborn from water and from the Spirit.
我们应该更多认识他是那位保惠师。
We need to really know Him as our helper.
我们弟兄花了很多的时间在交通到约翰福音十四、十五、十六章讲到圣灵的五大工作。
Our brother spent much time sharing from John's chapter 14, 15, and 16 about all the work of the Holy Spirit.
我想我们除了在这些圣灵的工作、世人智慧启示的灵，他所每天来教导我们的之外，我们应该有一个心，好好的来顺服圣灵。
I think besides the knowing the work of the Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, we need to have a heart.To daily follow the Holy Spirit.
我们的弟兄到最后在交通道，我们要住在主里面。
At the end, our brothers share to abide in Christ.
活水的江河能够从我们身上涌流出来。
So that the water, the river of living water can flow out of us.
他一再的强调，主耶稣是用圣灵施浸。
He continued to emphasize that the Lord baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
今天我们在主里面，主在我们里面。
And today the Lord is in us, and we are in the Lord.
我们除了经历主以外，我们 需要到最后这水成为可服的水，我们可以得到活水丰富的生命的丰满。
Besides experiencing the Lord daily, we need to be filled by this living water.
在我们下午的这分组的workshop 里面，我们交通到在主面前的复兴。
In the afternoon workshop, we talked about the revival before the Lord.
我们的弟兄特别的告诉我们一件事情，以色列的两个问题。
Our brother especially shared with us two problems that Israel has.
一个问题是罪的问题。
One is the problem of sin.
更大的问题是，有的罪却不悔改，这个问题比前面的罪更严重。
And an even greater problem is that after they have sinned, they did not come back and repent.
很奇妙的是，我们弟兄在这个主的复兴里面特别强调一件事情，就是说到我们的总结，就是我们怎么主在我们当中复兴，我们可以等候主的再来。
And in wonderful ways, he concluded, our brother concluded, how we can prepare for the revival of the Spirit.
所以我在想，就是他最后的两个总结，也我们弟兄姊妹彼此共勉。
I think the summaries that he has given us really encourage all the brothers and sisters.
这讲到第一个是罪的对付。
One is to deal with our sins.
从以色列这里我们学到功课，我们今天应该活在主的这住在主里面这个实际里面。
From Israel, we can learn the lesson to really dwell in the Lord and repent before Him.
还有更重要一件事情，就是哥罗西书这里所说的，主在我们身上居首位。
And also more importantly, that He is before all things.
主在我们的家庭里居首位。
That He should receive the preeminence in our lives, in our family.
主在我们的聚会里头居首位。
He will be preeminent.In our meeting and gathering.
我们如果真知道我们在主里面，天天住在主里面，
If we truly know that daily we can abide in Christ,
我们就会渴慕他的再来。
Then we will have a thirst for his coming.
如果我们真知道他是我们的主，
If we truly know that he is our Lord,
他真在我们身上居首位，
He is preeminent in us.
等候他的再来是自然的事情。
Then it's only natural for us to wait for his coming.
求主这样来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
从这陈其珍弟兄跟我们在主的复兴这里的一个总结，我们需要好好的对付罪。
In the summary of what Brother Christian Chen shared and also the revival workshop, we need to deal with our sins.
愿主在我们身上居首位，我们等候主的再来。
And for the Lord to be preeminent in our lives so that we can wait for His coming.
愿主祝福他的教会。
May the Lord bless His church.
就是我们没有办法去聚会的人，这个主接着我们弟兄姊妹把那个把信息放在网上，所以我们一样可以不失去这个主给我们的祝福。
We thank the Lord for us who did not have a chance to go to the conference. Through the love and service of brothers and sisters, they uploaded all the messages on the internet, so we.Do not lose the blessing from the Lord.
就跟 Rachel 姊妹讲的一样，我觉得在这一次神实在是给我们很大的祝福。听这信息的时候，心里非常的感动。
As Sister Rachel shared, I felt that the Lord poured out much blessing for us this time. As I listened to the messages online, my heart was greatly touched.
那个厄尼汉弟兄讲到，就是主用圣灵给我们施洗。
Brother Ernie Hao shared with us that the Lord is a baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
在我们信的时候，圣灵就已经进到我们里面。
As we believe in Him, His Holy Spirit enters in us.
但是我们常常忽略他，没有给他尊荣。
We ignore Him and we do not give Him the proper honor.
所以在许多的事情上，我们有的时候甚至对他撒谎。
So even in many things, we would lie to the Spirit.
他讲到我们怎么让圣灵来带领我们。
He shared with us how we can follow the Holy Spirit and obey Him.
就我们就要常常的亲近他。
We need to draw near to him.
就像我们看那个交通灯一样，如果是红灯，我们就要停止；如果是绿灯，我们就要往前走；如果是黄灯，我们就要小心了。
Just like a traffic light, if it's green light, then we can proceed forward. If it's red light, then we must stop. If it's yellow light, then we need to be warned.
所以我觉得从那个教导以后，好像天天就跟圣灵说话，就是向他认错，就告诉他我们没有很好的理解他，没有给他足够的信赏，没有让他得到尊荣。从今以后，求他赦免我们的罪，让他住在我们的里面，天天带领我们。
Since that message, I come back daily and come before the Spirit. And repent before him. Tell him that we have not given him enough appreciation or enough honor, but we do want to come back to him for him to dwell in us and that we can follow him and trust him and obey him.
So I just want to give a kind of a general report on what we talked about in the middle school.
我就想跟大家报告一下中学。
Our theme verse was found in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 7. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. And it said that the Lord...
16章七节。
The Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance or his physical stature.Because I have refused him, the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不看人，不像人看人。人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”
So it seemed like in this day of age, there's a lot of emphasis. There's a lot of emphasis on materialism, performance, and outward appearances.
我们很多时候看人是看外貌。
And often as young people, we inquire of the Lord very little.
很多时候我们作为年轻人来到神的面前祷告。
And we do basically as we please.
我们很少祷告。
So anyways, so we really encourage the kids through the life of David.
我们就鼓励这些年轻人过像大卫一样的生活。
By looking at the major events in David's life.
就看大卫的生活作为一个榜样。
We looked at how David approached it, and what the Lord, and how the Lord used each event in David's life to grow David's heart, to trust the Lord more.
大卫在生命当中，他们是怎样来接近神，而神也借着这样各种各样的环境，怎么样来引导大卫。
Yeah, and it all began from humble ancestry, humble beginnings, all the way to his eventual preparation to become a king.
看到他从一个卑贱的出身到最后成为君王。
So during discussion time, we initially heard a lot of right answers from the kids.
在我们讨论的时候，我们可以看到很多孩子他们可以给出对的答案。
But we understood that behind each answer, that there wasn't much of the experience.
但是我们知道，在每一个答案后面，他们也许并没有生活当中实际的经验。
Thankfully, throughout the conference, we can see that their hearts slowly began to soften to the Lord's words.
所以我们看到，经过这个夏令会，他们的心真正有了一点经历。
Toward the end, they were sharing a lot more personal issues with school, with parents, with authority.
So 所以当我们校园会快结束的时候，他们交通到很多实际的在学校、在家里和父母的一些经历。
Yet at the same time, they saw that it, through David's life, it was okay to trust the Lord and not to, you know, trust in their own means of dealing with issues.
所以他们通过大卫的生活，他们看到怎么样来怎么样来信任神，而不是依靠自己。
Many of them practically said they wanted to change and to place their trust in the Lord more deeper and more fuller.
所以我们他们很多人说到，他们愿意把他们的信心放在神的身上。
And our prayer is that these desires continue to blossom in their lives, especially as they mature and go to high school.
我们的祷告是说，他们这样的信心能够随着他们的年龄增长，当他们到去高中的时候。
And may the Lord's work continue to have an everlasting work in their lives.
愿神的神的工作继续在我们生命当中做工。
Brothers and sisters, do take hold of time and take hold of the opportunities.
Okay, so like before the conference, I was reading like Watchman Nee's like Spiritual Man, and I really had a desire to seek the Lord about like the difference between the
在夏令会之前，我真的在里祷告，是说让神能给我看到一个属灵的人。
Yeah, the difference like between the soul and the spirit. The difference between the soul and the spirit.
Okay, 是说到属灵和属世的一个区别。
Yeah, and I was really thankful for what Brother Ernie was sharing about the Holy Spirit.
我真的是很感谢 Ernie 弟兄跟我们讲到圣灵的工作。
Yeah, and the two, I guess like the two verses that I want to share.
我想跟大家有交通两个经节。
It's firstly from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
It reads, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Yeah, and before the conference, like I was feeling a bit like discouraged about my spiritual walk.
在夏令会之前，我为我灵里面的征战有一些沮丧。
But I was really filled with hope when Brother Ernie shared that the church is like God's masterpiece.
当恩尼弟兄交通到教会是神的工作的时候。
And so this verse really stood out to me because it says that we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, and which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这一节圣经真的是摸到我的心。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
So which means like even though like weak and lowly as we are now, he has already prepared something in advance for us to do.
虽然我们现在灵里面低沉，但是神在我已经为我们有预备。
And that really fills me with hope. And the other verse that
给我带来了很大的希望。
The other verse that I want to share it, is from Romans 8, verse 29 to 30.
是罗马书八章
verse 29 to 30.
29, 30节。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified.Those he justified, he also glorified.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
And this verse actually came up in one of my conversations with Brother Ernie, when I had lunch with him,
当我有一次和 Ernie 弟兄一起吃中饭的时候，就我们就谈到这一节经节。
Yeah, and a question was raised about how, like, if the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, then why is it that not everyone is a Christian?
虽然我们说到圣灵让我们每个人看到我们自己里面的罪，那为什么不是每一个人都成为基督徒呢？
And they explained to us that the predestination was one not unto salvation, but it's after we are saved that we are predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
所以我们就谈到这个预定是在我们成为基督徒以后才预先定下来效法他儿子的模样。
Yes, and so like once again when I heard this, and this was on the last day of the conference.
当我在夏令会最后一天听到这一些的时候
，I was truly thankful to the Lord that He has filled me with the hope that regardless of how my walk is now, regardless of how wretched I am, like He has already predestined me to and all of us to be conformed to His likeness.
所以主让我看到，不管我们现在在地上的光景如何，但是感谢主，他还是预先定下我们效法他儿子的模样。
Yeah, so just like may we continue to keep His masterpiece in mind and to continue to walk with Him, knowing that He is faithful to complete His masterpiece.
I just want to share, like, when Brother shared about when John, the Gospel of John, when it ended and when the Revelation ended.
我们弟兄教他们都要在约翰福音和启示录结尾的时候。
I don't know if you guys remember, he said the reason why, the time when John, the Gospel ended is when Peter said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
约翰福音其实应该在彼得对主说，主，你知道我爱你，那个地方就结束了。
And Revelation, it's when John,
在启示录
when John and of course the church responded, Amen, come Lord Jesus.
而启示录应该在约翰和教会一同向主说阿们的时候就结束了。
And also the same way, I have to confess, this week I really hope the Lord would have returned.
我需要承认，这个星期我真的是希望主能够回来。
But perhaps it was for the wrong reasons.
但是也许是为了一个错误的原因。
So on Sunday night was my first night at Austin.
星期天的晚上是我在 Austin 的第一个晚上。
So North Austin is a little bit darker than Houston.
Austin 的北面比 Houston 要黑一些。
So that song, you know, that we just sung this morning, Dark is the Midnight.
就像今天早晨，就是说最晚最黑的时候是午夜。
And now I just hope, oh Lord, man, you got to come tonight.
所以我就祷告说，主，你今天晚上就要回来。
Thank the Lord, he didn't do it for the wrong reasons.
所以感谢主，他没有为了一个错误的原因而回来。
On Monday, I hope the Lord would meet me at the parking lot at HEB.
所以星期一的早晨，我希望主能够在我去 HEB 的那个停车场的时候跟我会面。
Of course, thank the Lord, he didn't return for the wrong reasons.
又一次主并没有为一个错误的原因而回来。
But I really, yeah, until actually yesterday, you know, that longing in my heart is real, but, you know, I always thought, I had the ability to say, Lord, you know all things, you know I love you.
所以虽然我里面的渴慕是真的，我也真的对主说，主，你知道我爱你。
But I guess I'm not quite there.
但是我其实还没有到那里。
Because
还没有预备珍惜。
Even my earnest prayer started with I, not you.
因为我即使我最深的祷告也是以我做开头。
You know, I said, Lord, return, because Lord, I need you to return.
因为我说主你回来，因为我愿你回来。
But you know, I really hope all the saints can come together, not to pray that the Lord will turn just because, but you know, the Lord may really receive the glory and the really proper bride He deserves.
所以我们一起来祷告主的回来，是 因为愿主得到他的荣耀，得到他装饰整齐的心腹。
Yeah, I'm really glad that brother mentioned to me yesterday is that the Lord doesn't deserve any less than what he deserves.
昨天弟兄跟我交通道，主要得着他所得的一切。
So I'm glad that the Lord still give us time this week.
所以我们感谢主，这个星期还给我们时间。
For his bride to be made ready, so he may receive the glory that he deserves.
所以他的心腹能够预备整齐，主能得到他一切的荣耀。
And I hope we can draw in prayer every, not just Wednesday, but every day to really to pray that the Lord will make us ready.
所以我们向主的祷告不应该是每做一次，而是应该每天到主的面前祷告。
Then he can return with that, not for the wrong reasons.
也，他的回来不是为了一个错误的原因。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
感谢主，让我这次有机会参加这个夏令会啊。
We thank the Lord for giving me this time, this opportunity to go to this conference this year.
我想在这整个过程中，只有几件小事情啊，很特殊的经历，我想通过我的经历啊，谈一下心里的感受。
I want to share with you one very small experience that I had, but through this experience, I want to share what the Lord has taught me.
就是星期六的时候还是星期五的时候，我们扎什瓦把这个他的宿舍钥匙丢掉了。
On Friday, our Joshua has lost the key to his dormitory.
那第二天早上很奇妙，就有人贴个条上，是我们邻居贴的，他的小孩在草坪上发现了。
So, next morning, one of our neighbors, wrote me a note saying that their child found the key on the grass.
那聚会完了之后呢，我领这个我们全家到这个 SeaWorld 去玩。
So after the conference, our whole family went to SeaWorld.
就是在那个就是坐那个救生圈的时候，就是我突然间我翻下水里面，然后眼镜就脱落了。
I was sitting on the tube in the water, and suddenly the tube flipped, and I went into the water, and my glasses were lost.
那个水流实际上是挺快的。我发现呢，很奇妙哈，在过了五六十米之后呢，一个小朋友说 ，Who's glass?
And the current was going very fast, but it was amazing how there was one child who found the glass 50-60 meters out.
我想通过这两件事情，主提醒我什么呢？
And I was thinking, over these two matters, what's the Lord reminding me of?
就是 lost and found.
Lost and found.
就是说我在想我这个人也就是 lost and found.
And I was thinking my whole being, my person is lost and found.
实际上坐在我身边姊妹也是 lost and found.
Even my wife sitting next to me, she's
also
lost and
found. 那我就是说我从心里呢就是感谢赞美主。
So from my heart, I really thank and praise the Lord.
那我就想这个实际上知道我的情况的像弟兄姊妹们，近两年都为我，我们全家，给出了好多的祷告。
I trust that you guys know our conditions, and through these years, you have really been praying for us a lot.
我想用这个机会来感谢弟兄姊妹们。
So with this opportunity, I also want to thank our brothers and sisters.
对，我想你们的每一个祷告，每一句安慰的话，主都会纪念。
I trust that every prayer that you offered, every word of encouragement is remembered by the Lord.
对，因为我两年前呢，我想到我的这个生命，或者是我们家庭，也就像这个，在一个沙漠旷野那种状态。
I think 2 years ago, my own life and also our family, it's just like in the desert.
对，所以我想分享的就是说呢，就是听从圣灵的引领，然后用丰盛的生命迎接主的再来。
And so I want to share how the Lord prepared us to hear the calling of the Spirit and to wait before him for his coming with abundant life.
那以赛亚书的43:19就说呢，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
In Isaiah chapter 43:19, it says, "Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
我以前觉得，哎呀，主就是这句话，就是告诉我，主可以领我去战胜困难啊，克服困难，然后提供供应。
Before I just thought that this very simply means the Lord will help me overcome my difficulties.
然后这次夏令会完了之后，我就发现我自己就是那个旷野，我自己就是那个沙漠。
But I realized after the summer conference that I am the desert.
那主就
I'm the wilderness.
主就要在我这个旷野中开辟道路，在我这个沙漠中要开江河。
That he is even able to open a roadway in me and cause a river to flow out of the desert like me.
那是什么是道路呢？我觉得魏伯父好多次给我们分享，我觉得感动很深，就是十字架就是我们的道路。
So I thought, what is a roadway? What does that mean?
就是要
I remember what Brother Wei shared with us. The cross is our way.
就是要付代价，要这个要战胜自己，然后那个顺从主的引领。
That we need to pay the price, deny ourselves and follow Him.
我觉得什么是江河呢？我觉得圣灵就是我们生命里面的一个江河。
And I also asked, what is the river?Then the Holy Spirit, it was answered to me, the Holy Spirit is the river inside of us.
那我想这个，如果是说我们真正肯付代价了，然后肯顺从这个主的圣灵的引领，那主就会在我们这个沙漠中呢，就会开出道路来，在沙漠中呢，在旷野中会开出道路来，在沙漠中就会开出江河来。
So if we're truly willing to pay the price to follow His lead,Then he is able to open the, make a roadway in the wilderness.
那就像那个以赛亚书四十一章所说的，就是我要在旷野中种上香柏树，皂荚树，香石榴树和野橄榄树。这就是说明这个主要在我们这个生命中彰显他的大能，让我们有丰盛的生命。
Just like in Isaiah chapter 41 says, I will put the cedar in the wilderness.An acacia and myrtle and olive tree, I will place the juniper in the desert, together with box trees and the cypress, and that he will cause this life to really grow and bear fruit. I just want to share with you guys from the high schoolers.Our brother David Penn from California came and shared with us 5 messages. He shared 5 messages. They're very down to earth. And also, I thank you guys for the prayers because he was very sick when he arrived.
也谢谢大家的祷告，因为他到夏令会的时候，他病得很重。
And we felt that there are a lot of attacks from the enemy because there's something precious that he was going to.
我们看到仇敌的攻击，因为他跟我们的高中生有很宝贵的交通。
And he began with a question, a very simple question: What is the most valuable substance in the world?
他就开始他的他开始的时候问了一个问题：我们这个世界上最宝贵的是什么？
And what is the most valuable currency? He used the word currency that we can use before the throne of God.
是什么样的现金可以在主的面前能够有用？
So he expands his message saying, the life of Christ, this eternal life that he placed in us, is the only currency that can be used before God.
他就说到主耶稣的生命，这个永远的生命是唯一能够在主在神的面前可以流通的货币。
So he says, really shared with the high schoolers that we did not have this life, but he has deposited his life in us.
我们没有他的生命，但是主把他的生命放到我们的里面。
And this deposit might not be a lot in the beginning.
他虽然一开始没有放很多。
But his desire is for us through our lifetime to cause this deposit to grow.
但是他的渴慕是在我们每个人的里面，通过我们一生，能够让他的一开始的放进的生命能够长大。
So he says this should be the only purpose of our life, that the life within us can grow.
生命的唯一的目的就是让主耶稣的生命在我们里面长大。
So that at the end, the Lord can say, "Look, I gave you only 5 talents, but now you have caused it to grow to 10."
所以 在我们走完人生道路之后，我们主可以对我们说：“你看，我给了你五个塔连德，你现在有了十个。”
And this life, how do we make it grow? He made it very clear that we don't make it grow.
那我们怎么样让这个生命？我们不是靠着我们自己。
Just like he shared from his son, it was born five pounds. It was only 5 pounds in weight, but it grows by itself.
所以他交通道，他的孩子出生的时候只有五磅，但是他长得很快。
Like he didn't need to do extra.
他并不需要另外的做工。
The only thing is that you cannot suppress the life.
因为你不能够抑制生命的生长。
So his whole message for three days, he shared upon.For the life to grow, that he must increase and we must decrease.
所以让我为了让我们里面主的生命有增长，他必须增长，我们自己必须减少。
We thank the Lord that he is obedient to the word given him.
我们感谢主。
Because he felt that this message is too heavy for young people, and for every word he has shared, he.Always felt this is a very heavy message for young people.
所以他想到，也许他的信息对年轻人来说太深。
But the Lord continued to impress these messages on his heart, so he felt perhaps the young people group here is ready to hear it.
但是主不停地把这个同样的信息放在他的心上，他就觉得这里的年轻人也许已经预备整齐来听这个信息。
And we really thank the Lord, our young people responded to the message.
但是感谢主，我们的年轻人真的对这样的信息有反应。
And through the message, I think one most precious thing is that he made it very down to earth and made very clear the separation between soul and spirit.
他也讲到一个很实际的，就是灵和魂的分别。
Or the separation of our self life and his life.
也讲到我们的生命和主的生命的分别。
And he went on to expand what this life is like within us, how it's completely different from our own, and it's impossible for us to imitate.
他也讲到我们里面主的生命是和我们老的生命有什么样的不同，我们怎么样来模仿主的生命。
So overall, I think the young children had a real encounter of the presence of the Lord.
总的来说，我们的年轻人真的是被主摸着。
And from their sharing, they've all said that there are many things in their life they need to examine and consider what is our own, what is of the Lord's will.
他们也交通到了他们生命当中有很多的事情，他们也学会来分别什么是主的，什么是我们自己的。
So I thank all of you for your prayers.
我们感谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But we do need to continue to follow up in prayers, and that's actually more important, so that we can learn with our youth together to lay down our own life so that his life can grow.
所以请弟兄姊妹继续祷告，我们把我们自己的生命放下，主的生命能够在我们里面增长。
Yeah, until our brother shared, the Lord looked down, there is nothing of our own, and it's all Christ.
所以当有一天主往下看的时候，能只看到耶稣，不看到我们自己。
Thank you all.
感谢大家。
So as I was meditating before the Lord now about what to share,
当我在主的面前来寻求我交通什么的时候
the Lord seemed to give me an impression on my heart.
主给了我这样一个印象。
So basically, I feel we are like the Israelites who are waiting for the report from the spies.
我们就像那些以色列人等那个间谍回来报告。
There's this cluster of grapes that the spies brought back.
那些间谍带回来的。
You know, they showed the glimpses of the promised land. You know, our brother Christian Chan showed a glimpse of Christ as a soon and coming king. Our brother Ernie showed Christ as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
他们给了我们迦南美地的一个描述，就像我们的陈弟兄和恩尼哈尔弟兄给我们交通的主的回来和圣灵的工作。
But what is our response? Are we say this is impossible to possess land because the giants that are there in the land currently?
但我们的回应是什么呢？我们说我们不可能得到这地，因为那个地有巨人。
the giants, the self-life in us. The self-life is going to just prevent the Lord from completing His work.
我们里面的巨人就是我们的老我，我们的老我，让主耶稣不能够回来。
But, or are we going to say, the Lord said so, and we are going to stand upon His word?
那我们还是说，因为主这样说了，所以我们可以站在他的话语上面。
So, I pray that for all of us, that we've seen a glimpse of who the Lord is. We've seen a glimpse of what the promised land entails. But,
我们看到主的,
I hope
主是
谁, in our heart we say,
主的给我们的应许是什么?
But I hope we say there's more to learn about the Lord. You know, we cannot stop here, but there's more.
也许我们应该可以说，我们需要更多的学习，我们不应该停留在这里。
It's like the hymn that came to my mind earlier this morning. It's 277, More About Jesus Would I Know.
我今天早晨诗歌277首在我的心里就说愿意多认识基督。
It came during my meditation, and stanza 2, it says, you know, we sung this also at the summer conference, it says, More about Jesus, let me learn, more of His holy will discern, Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me.
更多认识复活大能，更多经历无穷生命，更多取用升天权柄，更多有份荣耀得胜。
So I pray that in each and every one of our hearts that we may respond to the Lord and say, there's more about the Lord that we need to learn even today.
愿我们心里都有这样一个回应来祷告说我愿更多认识基督。
Because that is how He will build the church. Because when we give permission to the Lord,
这是他建立一个教会的一个方式，只有我们自把自己让给耶稣。
And then as Brother Ernie shared at the end of his third message, that the Spirit of God would invade our lives, that we may be the co-workers with Him.
所以就像我们二年弟兄跟我们交通道的，圣灵会进入我们里面，我们一起来做工。
It's a spiritual exercise. It's daily consecration, daily coming before the Lord and say, Lord, I do not know enough of You. I must continue. I cannot settle down, but I need to press on.
所以我们每天需要来到主的面前说，主，我们不愿意停留在这里，我们愿意来更多认识你。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。感谢主为着降临会。
That you are not an orphan, you know, I have sent.The comforter for you.
因为主给了我们宝贵师。
And this is like an answer to my prayer because in the past years I have read my Bible reading, I have prayed to the Lord, I have dealt with my sins, but still it seems like I couldn't have the strength to overcome, you know, small weaknesses or big weaknesses. It's like I'm so weak.
虽然我每天祷告聚会，但是我的里面还是软弱。
And our brother Hals told us that we need to be soaked by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God.
所以我们弟兄告诉我们说，我们需要被浸在圣灵里面，因为圣灵就是神。
He's there from Genesis to Revelation.
他从启示录到创世纪都是神。
Now we are waiting for the Lord's coming back. How can we usher His coming back?
那我们现在在等主的回来，我们怎么样能够来求主的回来？
So I came before the Lord. I said, Lord, forgive me. I have been treating the Holy Spirit like just an it or something that is not really part of me. But the Holy Spirit will give us the riches of Christ. Everything that the Father has prepared is in the Holy Spirit.
我真的向主祷告说，我们要正确的对待圣灵，因为圣灵会将基督里面一切的丰富都显示给我们。
And on Sunday, he also mentioned about the warning that the world is.Too much wisdom and too much knowledge in the world is there with the internet and all of these things bombarding us.
我们说到这个地上，因为因特网或者书本都给我们太多的属地的知识和。
All of us, the young people to the old, everything is just like the world. These are good things in the world, but this is not what the Lord wants.
虽然从地上来看这些是好的，但这是不是主的心所要的。
And the Lord is just giving me this prayer to pray for me, for all of us, that we will be the overcomers to go against the tide, to fight against this urge to go to the internet, to watch the Facebook,
and
to spend time with the Lord, to be soaked by the Holy Spirit for the work of the ministry.
来活在主的面前。
and so that he will grow in us and the less of us will more of us will be eliminated. And we praise the Lord that in this Asian time, we have the Holy Spirit living within us, and every day we can always experience him, we can call upon his name, wherever we are at
work.
The Lord will be experiential for us, and this is the way for us to grow, to read his word, and to see and to experience the Holy Spirit. I feel that the Lord is really taking care of us and showing us all this because he wants us to come. He wants to come back and he wants us to be prepared.
因为主是愿意我们长大，愿意我们装饰珍惜，为着他的再来。
Come, Lord Jesus, praise you, Lord.
主，求你再来。
We thank the Lord for his presence.
感谢圣灵的浇灌。
Also thank the filling of the Holy Spirit.
夏令会结束了。
And after the conference,
我们弟兄姐妹都是满载而归。
We all came back with fullness in our.
我也不例外。
And I have received much as well.
有一件事呢, 我感觉到是最高兴。
And one thing that made me really happy.
就是我的小外甥呢，决志信主了。That
my grandson decided to follow the Lord, to receive, accept the Lord.
我的小外甥名字叫做何建文。His
name is 建文何。
现在下个学期呢，他就要进入初中。And
he's going into middle school next year.
这个学期呢，小学毕业了。And
he just graduated from elementary school.
这个小孩啊，天天都祷告，天天都读经。And
he's learned to pray and read the Bible every day.
这个在家里呢，除了爱看书以外，还爱看圣经。He
likes to read many other books, but he also likes to read the Bible.
所以有这样的后来人呢，我们感觉到很大的安慰。So
we're very, we rejoice greatly because we have a grandson like this.
回想我青少年的时候呢，也就是很早就。 接触了圣经。
And as I recall my youth, I came to know the Bible in early days.
那回呢，有一对美国夫妇在我们家乡传教。
And there was an American couple that evangelized in our hometown.
在1949年呢，他就被迫离开了中国大陆。
In 1949, they were forced to leave China.
所以在这个忧患苦难的年代呢，我没办法受洗。In
that troubled time, I could not be baptized.
我也经常想念他们夫妇两个人。And
I always think of that couple.
后来无意中呢，就是在前年，接到他从台湾来的信。And
3 years ago, by surprise, I received a letter from them from Taiwan.
他告诉我他的姐妹已经过世了。And
they told. He told me that his wife has already passed on.
但是他现在还在台湾传教。
But he is still being an evangelist in Taiwan.
已经90多岁。
And he's already over 90 years old.
所以我感谢主啊, 这个主赐给我们这么一个, 好的小外甥。
So we thank the Lord for giving us such a grandson.
使我感觉到我们有后来人。
So I felt that we have a descendant that will carry on.
这是极大的安慰。
And that really comforts my heart.
感谢主长阔高深的恩典。
We thank the Lord for his grace so high and deep and long and wide.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
感谢主，在这里面跟大家有一点分享。
Thank the Lord the opportunity to fellowship.
约书亚说。 我和我的全家必侍奉神。
Joshua said, in the book of Joshua, it says, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
当我们这个准备夏令会的时候
，as we prepared for the summer conference,
我们不知道我们会有什么得着。
We didn't know what we were going to receive.
但是我们有一个心智，就是说，我们全家一起都来，都去夏令会。
But we had a heart that our whole family would go up to the summer conference.
根据我这几年的经验，我发现去夏令会，星期四去比星期五去要好一些。
From my experience in the past few years, I realized that going there on Thursday is better than going on Friday.
以前的有些经历就是说，虽然听不懂，有时候那些信息。
I had some experience in the previous years, even though I didn't quite understand the message.
但是夏令会这种时间还有气氛，能让人沉静下来，思想主的话语。
But the time and the environment separated in the summer conference caused me to really quiet down and meditate on His words.
我想我们的神他就是这样一个全能的神。
I know that our God is a mighty God.
当我们知道自己不懂
，even though we do not understand it，
我们承认我们无知
，and we will confess to Him that we're ignorant。
他必带领我们。
He will lead us。
我们这次夏令会，我们家的收获都是非常大。
So this summer conference, our whole household received much from the Lord.
首先是我的小女儿，她决志信主。
First, my youngest daughter, she accepted the Lord.
为这事，我首先要感谢主，也感谢主日学的老师。
I really thank the Lord, and also I want to thank the Sunday school teachers.
他们在夏令会快结束的时候进行了有力的呼召。
And they really shared the gospel towards the end of the conference.
我同时也谢谢就所有的主日学老师，因为我太太她就是主日学老师的一位。
I also thank all the Sunday school teachers, including my wife.
我亲眼看见他们花了多少时间，花了多少心思，还自己买东西准备为这个主日学进行准备。
I've seen how much time and heart that they have put in to prepare for the Sunday school and the summer conference.
这样的心思和工作是神所悦纳的。
We know that their service and their preparation is accepted by the Lord.
我的大女儿今年是在高中组，所以她住在 dorm 里面。
My older daughter is in high school this year, so she lives in the dorm by herself.
所以我一直怀有一个好奇的心，看他们能从这个夏令会得到什么。
So I'm always curious to see what they are going to receive from the conference.
当我听到那个彭弟兄他的讲道，他们这个就是非常实际的讲道，我心里就得到非常非常得到很多安慰。
When I hear that Brother Peng shared very practical messages, I felt very comforted.
我想我们这个青年人的，就现在这个青年人的心，是我们这个神和这个世界征战的战场。
We know that the heart of our youth is a battlefield between God and the world.
他们不是被神所充满，就是被这世界的。
They're either filled by God or they're filled by all the deceitfulness of the world.
愿我们为他们祷告祝福。
We need to pray for them more and bless them.
关于我太太，她也和我分享过，就是这次夏令会的讲道收获颇丰。
I also shared between me and my wife about everything that we received from the conference.
对于我个人来讲，我就觉得我的收获非常巨大。
For me personally, I felt that I received very much.
在去夏令会之前，在圣经上，也有一些学习。
Before the conference, I also had some learning from the Bible.
当第一次晚上的讲道就非常非深深地吸引了我。
And ever since the first message, my heart was attracted to him.
就觉得这个夏令会非常的短暂。
I just felt the summer conference so short.
就是这个时间像飞一样的就过去了。
The time really flew by.
那个，我觉得这个神好像就是在这次夏令会的两个讲员的这个论题上，就好像是单单的在那儿对我说话。
I felt that all the messages from the speakers spoke especially to me.
当他触动我的心的时候，我的心里是非常的喜悦。
And as he touches my heart is filled with joy.
那种喜悦呢，就是可能已经多年不见了。
It's a type of joy that I haven't seen for many years.
就是有一种想追求这种知识的这种喜悦。
And it's a joy that I want to pursue after him, pursue after the
knowledge of him. 我记得我好像就在小的时候有这种有偶尔一两次感到这种快乐。
I felt perhaps when I was very very young, I felt the joy before.
就是好像解决了一道什么难题一样。
It's as if I just solved a really difficult math problem.
因为前一阵我也在读一些关于圣父、圣灵和圣子的这个论道的书。
因为because a few months ago, I was reading some books about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
这次这个弟兄的讲道论及圣灵的工作、圣灵的这个真理的真实性。的功用的时候，我的心里那种就是觉得自己的学习好像被验证了一下。
And as our brother shared from the Holy Spirit and his works, his function, how he functions, and
就是让我激动的，虽然我当时是住在这个 Hillside, 每天晚上都走回去。
And his message really touched my heart. And even though I lived in Hillside and I walk home every evening.
但这种喜悦的心情连着走回去的这段时间都不能平静下来。
Because I was filled with so much joy, I cannot even calm down on the walk.
所以我完了之后还得到操场里去走几圈。
So even after I reached home, I would go to the sports field to walk on the tracks.
所以我被在晚上那个圣安汤内的夜空也非常美，在这样美丽的夜空被凉风吹着。心里充满了对主的赞美。
And the sky, the night sky in San Antonio was very beautiful, and under the cool breeze, my heart was filled with praises to the Lord.
感谢赞美主，愿他给我们更多这样的时日来赞美。
We thank and praise the Lord. May He give us more time to praise Him.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all. And because of time, we only have one more time for our sharing.
感谢主，我心灵感动。
We thank the Lord that He really touched my heart.
我要交通几句，我再去夏令会的神带领。
I want to share with you how the Lord led me to the conference.
神在我们身上做工是我们预料不到的。
And as He works in us, His works are surprising.
在我在分组的时候，是在温蒂先生组，在属灵的操练。
In the afternoon workshop, I was in spiritual exercise.
我一到家，我儿子和我女儿就说你有没有收获。
As soon as I got home, my son and daughter asked me, "Oh, did you receive anything?"
我说我中奖回来了。
I told him I won the lottery.
他就问我，你这个人会听什么事，会听什么话会回来吗？
So they asked, "What did you hear?"
我就说，我更爱你了。你也要爱我，因为神是爱我们是。一直在呼叫我们，在我们一定要紧紧地跟随他。
So I said, I really love him more because he loves me and calls us to draw near him.
那在分享的时候，就是说，神是信是公义的。
Our brother shared that God is righteous and faithful.
神愿宝血洁净我们的罪。
He cleansed our sins with His precious blood.
所以我这个讲的话题也回去跟我家里的分享。
So I also share the topics with my household.
在交通的时候说主耶稣是真葡萄树。
And the brother shared that He is the true vine.
他要和我们连接。
And He will be connected to us.
圣灵就是我们的保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit is our helper.
所以我儿子说，哎呀，你收获了不少。
And so my son says, yeah, truly you have received a lot.
感谢主，我们在晚上跟姊妹搞交通。
And in the evening, I was fellowshipping with another sister.
因为神知道我们里面是虚空的，是很软弱的。
Because God knows in us there is a great void, and we're very weak.
我们都是眼泪来表现出神对我们的爱。
And we only our tears can express how much God loves us. In that 3 days, I don't know how much tears I shed. But he also measures out his grace and love into our hearts.
我女儿也介绍耶稣做她的救主。
I also thank the Lord that my daughter accepted the Lord as her Savior.
我在看那个哈该书。
As I was reading the book of Haggai.
哈该书四章那最天的晚上，我们也觉得感受到，神就是说，我们四章，二章四节里面。
In Haggai chapter 2, verse 4.
一直强调你们要刚强。It
says, take courage.
你们这地百姓，你们都当刚强工作，因为我与你们同在。All
you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you.
虽然我们这一帮 姊妹心里都很追求，但是里面都很虚空。
Even though there are a group of sisters, we all want to pursue the Lord, but in our hearts there's a great void. But the Lord tells us to take courage, because His Spirit is our helper.
天天都跟我们同在。
And daily His Spirit is with us.
今天那个，我早上看了一节那个约翰一书。
This morning I was reading from 1 John.
约翰。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
Oh, 他说：“孩子们，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面比那在世界上的更大。”
You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world. Why do I want to emphasize this? Because today my son is returning to China. And he had many books laid out on his desk. And I asked him, which book are you going to bring back to China? And he chose the Bible. And he is doing wonderful works in my household. We thank and praise the Lord. And may he receive all the glory and honor. We thank the Lord for all the fellowship. Let us end with the song.